qualified financial, tax, accounting, or legal professional before implementing any ideas or strategies discussed here.
Number one for breaking news for Vernon, Farmington, and South Windsor. The Talk of Connecticut. AM 1360 and FM
103.3. Oh, man. I love this. See, I've been looking forward to this for a while. During the break, we're trying to figure out when the last time our next guest into the Daily Connerton Memorial Company Interview Chair was with us. Are you having problems with your headset?
This studio is so fancy. See, I think we're still working out the kinks here. I don't think my headset's working yet.
Is Elizabeth working?
All right.
But then she won't hear what. Yeah.
I'll just.
Elizabeth never gets to hear what's going on ever. She just gets to sit here and watch the show. That's what happens.
Is that working a little better?
I think it's better.
Well, let me. He is the Attorney General for the state of Connecticut.
Good morning.
And he was my former colleague in our House of Representatives.
I miss it.
You know, I get asked that question all the time. Let's welcome back William Tong. Okay, so yeah, I miss it too. And I'm sure you get asked this question, although you moved on to bigger things.
I miss it.
All the time. Don't you miss the camaraderie?
We did a lot of good work in the General Assembly. And, you know, all the action is in the states. And frankly, because the federal government, let's be honest, is not functional in many respects. And so all the actions in the states and all the action in the states is in the state legislatures, you know, and we got a lot of work done.
How many years were you there?
12 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I miss the camaraderie. Here's how I describe it. You know, if you walked in here, you know, if you walked in the legislature when session starts and you don't know anything about it, it seems like utter chaos, right? There's a gazillion people. There's members, there's lobbyists, there's staff flying all over the place.
It's a lot of action.
There's a lot of action, and there doesn't seem to be rhyme or reason to it. At some point, for those of us who are there for a while, the chaos becomes order. Like, you get it.
That's a great point.
You walk in and you can say, okay, that's why Vinny Candelora is talking to Matt. I know what they're talking about, right? I know why Tom O'Day came running down the middle, right?
I remember that,
right?
Too.
I know what Tony Walker is preparing to do on the budget. I know why these lobbyists are sitting outside the speaker's office and why they look unhappy. You get what's happening, and then you can be really effective once you get there.
And you miss Rosa Rabimbus as well.
I miss Judge Rabimbus.
Do you talk to her at all? Do you text her at all?
I haven't talked to her since she became a judge. I'd like to see her again. I'm sure we'll find a way.
We can arrange for that to happen.
Sure.
You know what we can do?
Have you talked to her?
Not recently. I can arrange.
A reunion?
Yes. You want to make that happen this winter?
We can have a reunion.
February or March? Let me bring Rosa in and we'll all just kind of sit around and chew the fat?
Let's chew. I like to chew the fat, but...
Well, tis the season.
There's a little more right now than normal after Thanksgiving.
Oh, but no one starts a diet now, right? Don't you hit the...
I know, but you can't lose too much ground so that when you wake up January 1st, it's like, you know, the mountain's too tall to climb.
All right, so you're here for an hour. We're going to go to open phones at the bottom half when we turn the questions over to the listeners. Talk about the National Association of Attorneys General. I hear there's some... accolades here that
it is 100 years old. Mm-hmm. and I just spoke about Congress and how not functional Congress is. The community of attorneys general, Democrats or Republicans, were fairly evenly split, is still fairly functional, and it feels like the last corner of public life, the last public institution where Republicans and Democrats get up in the morning, we go to work, and we work together well. Now that happens in the legislature. The legislature is a bit more political, I think, and that's not to say that politics hasn't infected our room. It has, and there are some strained relationships, but we're still largely aligned on, you know, going after the social media companies, going after the opioid and addiction crisis, going after the generic drug price fixers, which we can talk about.
I want to talk about that.
Yeah, all of these big cases that we do, big tech, AI, all these things that we do together. We still do, and we're still in that way unified and productive. And so it's an honor to be asked to lead this group, and so I was elected last week to be the president-elect of the National Association of Attorneys General. We alternate Democrats and Republicans. A Republican is serving now, so I'll be the next Democrat.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But I want to say
what... I knew him when.
Well, you'll know why I did it. Shortly before the election, there was a meeting in South Dakota, and... it was a meeting about a variety of topics, including, you know, internet gaming, you know, cannabis and how states are handling it, all this stuff that we're confronting here in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And you want to go and hear from other states about how they're dealing with it. But before the meeting started, my colleague from South Dakota and my colleagues from Kansas, Alaska, and Idaho, all Republicans, they were going bird hunting. They were going pheasant hunting.
Okay.
In South Dakota, which is amazing.
It's probably be a very popular thing to do out in those
wild birds. Areas. Great. I've done it a few times, but I'm no expert. But I went out there on purpose before the election. And my wife said, "Where are you going?" I said, I'm going bird hunting. She's like, "What? You're going hunting? Like, you know, leaving me here with the kids?" And I said, "I'm going to spend time with my Republican colleagues before the election. You know, just to be together and to remind them, and they can remind me that we're in this together."
What do you think is the greatest misconception of you?
You know, I think people make assumptions about me because I'm a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they make assumptions about how I feel about certain issues. You know, let's take immigration, for example, that's somehow a function of, you know, being a progressive or being, I hate this term, but woke, and that I believe these things because there's, you know, some Democratic rule book that says I have to believe them. And they don't dig into the fact that, and you know this, Gary, that I care about immigration because I'm the son of immigrants. And
but you came here legally.
Yeah, well, my
but
dad.
There's a big difference,
no,
though.
No, my dad has a complicated immigration history, and so do a lot of people. And, you know, it was Richard Nixon who gave my dad a chance to stay in this country and to become a citizen after I was born. When I was born, Gary, my parents were not yet citizens, and I have birthright citizenship. So when people start talking about eliminating birthright citizenship.
Has
right?
that been and abused since then, though?
I don't think it's been any different than it's been since the time of the founding. Can you go all the way back to when the Byrons are, I don't know, is that's your dad's side? What's your mom's side? Where are they from?
Ireland.
Okay.
My dad's
Italian. Let's talk turkey. All right, let's talk turkey.
My dad's right? Italian. My mom is Irish.
Can the Irish and Italians, you know, on both sides of the family, trace their immigration history all the way back to the first time they stepped off the boat and tell me with certainty that when they stepped off the boat that they had all their immigration matters in order? Can you so swear? The Attorney General is asking you to raise your hand. Can
yes.
you so swear?
My family came off the boat. It was the SS Minnow, by the way. Yes. And Russell Johnson was the captain. Alan Hale was there too, though.
I suspect that if I was born today, that somebody could say any number of things about my family and call us all kinds of names and say that we're illegal, that we're doing something wrong. I don't think my parents did anything wrong. They just wanted to. They were.
But there is a pathway to citizenship.
They ran for their lives. Not really. Our immigration system is broken.
Well, as long as we keep letting people come into the border illegally.
That's not why it's broken. It's broken because Congress won't act and create a pathway to citizenship. It's because Congress won't act.
People have utilized it. There are people that came here legally.
It is so hard, okay, to get through this process at this point. There's so much anger. There's so much hatred, frankly, that's been ginned up against immigrants. Hey, you see this? Okay. I've been joking a little bit. I'm pointing to a cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee, which I had to get some high tests before I came in here to spar with Gary. But you know, I have to laugh sometimes or I'm going to cry. And what I've been saying is America runs on Duncan and immigrant workers. And that's a fact. And a lot of them are undocumented.
What about the American-born worker? That's kind of insulting to them, don't you think?
It's important. They runs on them, too. But I'm just saying, let's be honest.
What do you mean when you say that, then? I mean, it runs on immigrant workers. On what, someone's pool boy? Or, you know, somebody working...
Well, that's insulting to immigrant workers, like...
I don't know what you mean.
People that help to run this country and run this state.
It's a vague statement. You know, be more clear.
Let's talk about meatpacking and agriculture. You know, people that pick our strawberries, farming in this country. Half of all workers in agriculture, in farming, and in meatpacking in this country are not only immigrants, they're undocumented. Period. Full stop.
What about
50% of the entire industry, Gary.
So, I just saw a thing yesterday, by the way, $96 billion. Undocumented immigrants brought into this country in taxes last year, $98 billion, which is hard to understand.
Do you think it's safe, though, not knowing the background and who exactly these people are? There are no papers for any of them. Like, who are these people? You can't just walk into any other country throughout the world and say, hey, I think I'll just settle here. And
who are these people?
Who are they, specifically?
They're the people that you depend on every single day.
Gary,
come on.
Is it fair to say there are some people that do not approve of our way of life and do not like Americans and are out to murder or rape or perform some type of illegal or criminal activity?
That's true about people who are immigrants and people who are native born.
True, but we know who those who are native born are. We know who they are.
We know the people that are down in there.
They're a lot easier to find.
Computers planning an insurrection. We know exactly who they are. I don't think so. Let me ask you this. We're not far from Enfield,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who do you think, you know, in our long history, can you tell me that in our long history of farming tobacco here in this state, that we have only used native-born workers with American citizenship on those farms? How about today? What are you going to do? You're going to go to a supermarket, maybe, and pick up food, right? How much of that food how much of the meat has been packed, or how many of the strawberries and oranges and lettuce and cucumbers were picked not just by immigrants but undocumented workers? You go pump your gas later. If you're lucky to use a full serve,
so they're
somebody
not here
comes
legally.
Out and pumps your gas.
So why are we?
I'm just
why
saying,
are we not?
Who are those people? They're the people that are enmeshed in your life.
But what is
every
it about?
And
I can't believe I'm asking an attorney general. What is it about the word illegal immigrant? What is it about the word illegal that people don't understand? That you don't understand? It's illegal. So take the right way here. We want you here. We want to welcome you here. We want you to have these jobs, and we want you to get paid the most amount. But do it the right way,
because
it's a slap in the face to the people who did come here legally.
We don't want them. I think that's a misnomer. We need them to run America's economy.
Then come here the legal way. I got to take a break here. No, I do. I'm actually about a minute behind, but I continue to go. My producer, Joe, can validate this. More with Attorney General William Tong and your phone calls, by the way, right after this.
Hi, Mike from Associated Insurance Benefits.
And I'm the other Mike from Associated Insurance Benefits.
Mike and Mike.
Doesn't matter that we're Mike and Mike. All people care about is getting the right information and the right plan for Medicare. And we're local.
And it doesn't cost a dime to get the right options or the best plan. Learn about big changes to prescription coverage next year.
Just call Mike or Mike, 860-621-7766.
Or search Associated Insurance Benefits.
Does not offer every plan in your area. Please contact Medicare or your local state health insurance program.
Does the hustle and bustle of Christmas shopping at the Buckland Mall got you in a grinchy mood?
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Maybe what you need is great food and a lively atmosphere at Market Grill in Manchester. And while you're at Market Grill, pick up a gift card for that special someone. It can be used there, Mill on the River, Abigail's, or Republic Gastropub, and Cal's. And for every $100 gift card you purchase, you'll receive a $25 gift card absolutely free. So there's no need to be a Grinch this holiday season. Not when Market Grill in Manchester will bring back your holiday spirit.
Number one for breaking news for Vernon, Farmington, and South Windsor. The Talk of Connecticut. AM 1360 and FM 103.3.
25 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. Our guest live in studio for the entire hour is the Attorney General for the State of Connecticut, William Tong. By the way, when we come back from our next break, it's you. You, the listener. You get to ask our Attorney General when we go to open phones. 860-243-1360 in case you want to get into the queue. There's a few things I want to discuss with you this morning. You mentioned generic drug pricing. There was a case on this. Where, let's talk about drug prices. We can go back. We're going to revisit sanctuary cities, and we're going to talk about illegal immigrants. But I'd be remiss. I really want to talk about generic drug prices before our time is up. So
this is the biggest state-led antitrust case in our country today. And it was started by George Jepson, my predecessor. But it answers a basic question. Why is medicine, why are prescription drugs so expensive in this country? I'll give you an example. I have a little redness in my face. I have rosacea. A lot of people have rosacea, right? And I take a common antibiotic called doxycycline. You've probably all taken doxycycline at some point or another, right? For some condition. My basic doxycycline, which was developed 40 years ago, so whoever developed the drug has made their money back many times over. In the past 10, 15 years, it has gone up 8,000% in price.
Why?
Why? Because the price of prescription drugs, of generic drugs, is fixed and it's rigged, okay, by the companies. And what we've discovered is that these companies colluded. All the big 90% of our medicine is generic. Only 10% is branded. 90% of the prescriptions that are written are for generic drugs today. And the whole point of the generic drug industry was to, you know, take things off brand, off patent, and then let generic drug manufacturers compete with each other, right? And it was supposed to bring prices down. Instead, they all got together on the phone, by email, by text, and said, hey, let's fix prices at an artificially high rate, and we'll make a ton of money, and we'll make a ton of money that way. And so we brought this case against the generic drug industry. Almost all the states are with us. We announced the first two big settlements about a month ago, and these are smaller companies, but it's a breakthrough, and it's about $50 million to start.
How much are generics in other countries?
Much lower. I think drug prices across the globe are much lower than they are in this country.
Canada too?
I believe so, yeah. I mean, I don't live there, but I believe that's the case. Branded drugs are much cheaper in Canada, for sure. And that's why there's all these ideas and thoughts that we should be able to import drugs from Canada because it's cheaper.
So when will people start seeing the results of this?
So it's going to take a bit. And there's a provision, by the way, in my lawsuit to give money back to consumers who are impacted. But let's just be honest. Litigation lawsuits are not a good way to set policy. Why? Because they take forever. Because it's a huge, ugly, nasty, expensive fight, and because it's a bunch of lawyers like me, you know, duking it out. It's better if legislatures come in, state legislatures and Congress come in and do something to protect people in Connecticut and the American people. But as I said before, Congress struggles. And so when Congress struggles, the states have to take action.
You're right, though. It does take too long.
It does take too long. But that's why the legal system, I mean, yes, it is my honor to do this work. I want to do this work, but it's not the best way to accomplish the ends that we are seeking.
What would you, policy-wise?
Yeah, I think policy-wise, you'd like to see Congress step in, and you can see them passing a statute, for example, that enhances penalties for price fixing, that enhances our nation's antitrust laws, that gives...
Why don't they? Because it's not a political issue. Everybody's affected by it.
Why don't they? Why can't Congress, you know, come up with a budget and raise a debt ceiling on time? I don't know. You'll have to ask them.
Jeez.
Tough crowd today.
Jeez, I tell you. Crowd. That's all right. It's been a while. It's been a while. We can spar. We can spar. We can look. We can go back. Let's talk. You know what? We're gonna go to open phones. We can talk sanctuary cities.
Yeah, let's do that. Go ahead.
We could talk open borders.
You know that's a term. First of all, we don't have open.
I only have about 15 seconds.
We don't have open borders, and we don't have sanctuary cities, and we're not a sanctuary state. It is not a term that has any legal meaning. It's not helpful to the conversation.
Well, let's continue it more with Attorney General William Tong and your phone calls, 860-243-1360. Get in the queue right after this.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Two students are in critical condition in a